after taking a walk through Marshall's historic homes, you might want to stick around for Tintypes. It's a musical review featuring characters and dance steps of the late 1880s and early 1900s. Just like the early photographs the show is named after, Randy Wolf says Tintypes is like a snapshot of America in the turn of the century. Wolf is the guest artistic director for the Marshall Civic Players.
You know, you have Grendel Flagg to I'm Gonna Live My Life Anyhow. They would be equivalent to America's top 40 songs that represented the changing America, represents the characters. The characters have songs that are very much reflective of what their historical position in history in America at that time.
Sam Freie, I'm playing Charlie, and he's a kind of a reimagining of Charlie Chaplin's Little Tramp character. He's an immigrant from Poland trying to make his way in turn-of-the-century America.
In between musical numbers, Charlie acts as a comedian in a series of vignettes made to look like a Charlie Chaplin silent film.
My name's David Long, and I'm playing T.R.
Teddy Roosevelt.
You know, he's the conqueror, threw the Spanish out of Cuba, and then he became president, and he helped establish the Panama Canal, and the show takes us through the lineage of his history from Assistant Secretary of the Navy all the way to the president.
Waltz me around again,
I'm Regina McLeod, and I'm playing the character Anna Held. She was a Ziegfeld Follies star back in the day, and she performed music hall art songs, and she married Flo Ziegfeld.
I'm Karen Diatta, and I'm playing the part of Susanna. She's an African-American woman at the turn of the century for African-Americans who lived in the Northeast anyway. There was just this beginning of bubbling up of entrepreneurship and enterprise. There was a very large educated class. And this is kind of getting to the very, very beginnings of the Great Migration from folks down south. So you have really the beginnings of the black middle and upper class in the Northeast.
I'm Linda Hensel, and I play Emma Goldman. Emma is one of those turn-of-the-century women who were activists. She was a socialist, just really involved in human rights and standing up for your rights, particularly those in the working class.
Then he took me to Central Park. All along Fifth Avenue, he pointed out the various mansions, naming their owners. I read about these wealthy men, their affluence and extravagance, while the masses lived in poverty.
Tintypes is full of history, but Wolf says, don't worry, you're not going to feel like you're in a classroom.
You know, we sat around as a cast and we talked about these things and what the working conditions were really like and things like that. So it does touch on that, yes. It touches on, again, the political issues that were going on at the same time, or around that era, actually. So when I say it doesn't hit you over the head, it sort of touches very lightly on it and then brings you back out of that into something different. That's why it's such a great piece.
America, God shed his grace on thee.
The Marshall Civic Players will perform Tintypes at the Frank Center for the Arts in Marshall this week. The first show is Thursday night at 8.